Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at primary spine practitioner role in North America, and finally, a story about prevalence of neck pain and migraine headaches. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 779, recorded February 25th. 2022.
HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/T-Eglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news.
A recent Chiropractic and Manual Therapies Journal article provided an update to the primary spine practitioner role in the healthcare system. The PSP model, primary spine practitioner model, was proposed to help bring order to the chaotic nature of spine care. The purpose of the present article is to discuss the ongoing need for the PSP role in the healthcare systems, present persistent barriers, report several examples of the model in action, and propose future strategies. The management of spine-related disorders, defined here as various disorders related to the spine that produce axial pain, radiculopathy, and other related symptoms, has received significant international attention due to the high costs and relatively poor outcomes in spine care. The PSP model seeks to bring increased efficiency, effectiveness, and value. Conclusions found that significant progress has been made toward integrating the PSP role into healthcare systems over the past 10 years. However, much work remains. This requires substantial effort on the part of those involved in the development and implementation of the PSP model, in addition to support from various stakeholders who will benefit from the proposed improvements in spine care. Surf to our show notes to download the full article. A recent review was published in the journal Cephalgia to estimate the prevalence of neck pain in patients with migraine and non-headache controls in observational studies. Neck pain is a frequent complaint among patients with migraine and seems to be correlated with the headache frequency. Neck pain is more common in patients with chronic migraine compared to episodic migraine. However, prevalence of neck pain in patients with migraine varies among studies. The search identified 2490 citations, of which 30 contained relevant original population based and clinic-based data. Conclusions found that neck pain is a frequent complaint among patients with migraine. The heterogeneity among the studies emphasized important aspects to consider in future research of neck pain in migraine to improve the understanding of the driving mechanisms of neck pain in a major group of migraine patients. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized Health Beat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote from President Theodore Roosevelt. Believe you can, and you are halfway there. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, wishing everyone to stay safe and healthy. This has been Dr. Todd Igloe.